Coming up on this week's edition of Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. See how the entire Vikings organization is gearing up for the home opener.
The Norsemen logos in the end zone, and every line, every hash mark that you see has been repainted.
Learn about the new venture by the Vikings that teaches football to the next generation. Plus, find out how an undrafted rookie ended up making the 53-man roster.
There was a time when I looked back and saw Adrian behind me, and I was a little starstruck.
And learn why it's a busy household for a rising defensive end.
You just got to have fun with them. You got to hold them and spoil them much as possible, and that's all we do.
It's all next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Lines being painted, logos touched up, and end zones sprayed. All this can only mean one thing. The home opener is here as the Vikings prepare to face the Cleveland Browns on Sunday at Mall of America Field. The ground and maintenance crew have been gearing up all week for kickoff. To show off the field for the first time in the regular season.
First of all, we'd be grooming and leveling the field. Start with that, manicuring, then laying out whatever logo is going to be going down that week. This week it's Football Americano. We'll have guys painting all the hash marks. Everything gets repainted every week. The Norsemen logos in the end zone, and every line, every hash mark that you see has been repainted by somebody. If we got a whole week, then we get to take our time and make sure everything's the way we like it.
Fans coming into the stadium on Sunday will notice a slight change as the NFL heightens security with a new bag policy.
This is an NFL league-wide policy that's going to be implemented in all 32 stadiums throughout the season. And we've obviously experienced it over the first two preseason games, but we want our fans to be aware that no bags, we're encouraging them to bring no bags to the stadium, but obviously we understand that's not feasible for all fans. So if they are coming to the stadium, they need to bring a bag. It needs to be one of just a couple options. It can be a clear plastic, PVC, or vinyl bag that is no larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches. They can bring a 1 gallon clear plastic freezer bag, and then a small clutch purse that does not have to be clear, no larger than the size of a hand, will also be allowed. And there will be an exemption for medical exceptions as well. Fans can expect to see some Vikings fan ambassadors roaming through the parking lots, meeting them as they approach the stadium to remind them of the new policy, to encourage them to return their bags to the car. They'll see a secondary perimeter around the stadium as they approach the gates. Security personnel will catch them there if there are any bags that aren't allowed into the stadium. And we will have an emergency bag check in place for fans who aren't aware of the policy, don't have an opportunity to get back to their car before kickoff, where they can check their bag for free and pick it up after the game.
While preparations are being made at Mall of America Field, back at Winter Park, there is plenty of activity gearing up for Sunday.
Extremely excited. You can just feel the energy in the air. All the fans are getting excited. All the players have been working extremely hard, and it's so nice to see them suit up in the tunnel and have every single starting player on our roster out on the field giving it their all, and for us giving our all on the sidelines as well. So we're really excited. It's going to be back to have our hometown fans back in the stands cheering with us. Hopefully it's going to be a great season.
And as the cheerleaders get ready to make their appearance for the first regular season game, so too do the Vikings players, who are looking to kick off their home schedule in style with a win.
Coming home, playing at Mall America Field, you know, our guys are excited about it. I'm excited. I think we have the best fans in the National Football League, and it's going to be great to line up in front of our fans at home so early in the season. But at the same time, this is a very, very important football game for us, as we are working as hard as we can to be a team that's going to be a factor over the course of the year. So we need to get off to a good start at home. All our players realize that. Got to take care of your home field.
I'm pretty excited. We have the best fans in the business, in the stadium. It's always rocking. I know me among a lot of the other guys, especially the young guys, to really kind of get that taste of the home field and, playing at home, to get that started.
He really makes me focus because when he looks at me every morning, it's like, I have to, I have to wake up and work for him.
Coming up, see what motivates Everson Griffin each and every day.
You don't realize how much you miss until it's gone, so I don't want to do that with the NFL. I've been taking every day as a blessing.
Plus, learn how one Vikings rookie never lost confidence and beat the odds to make the 53-man roster.
Can it be a little louder? Any Minnesota Vikings fans here today?
And up next, head to the Mall of America to find out what's bringing out plenty of young fans. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron. Vikings Beyond the Gridiron is presented by the HBO original series Game of Thrones, Season 1 and 2, available now. By Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. And by Miller Lite. It's not just a good time, it's Miller time.